WITF's election 2020 coverage continues today on Smart Talk. Welcome to the program. I'm Scott Lamar, broadcasting from my home studio. Our election coverage continues as we're joined by Republican Tim DeFore, who is running for Auditor General. The Pennsylvania Department of Auditor General is the chief fiscal watchdog of the Commonwealth. It is responsible for using audits to ensure that all state money is spent legally and properly. Other candidates on the ballot are Nina Ahmad, who is the Democratic candidate, Olivia Fasan, who is with the Green Party, and Jennifer Moore, a Libertarian. None have responded to our invitations to appear on the program. Mr. DeFore, welcome to the show.
Scott, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you for having me, and thank you to your viewers for listening.
So why are you running for Auditor General?
That's a good question. It's a commitment. A commitment to the 30 years that I've spent auditing and investigating how government spends its money, from the Inspector General's office to the Attorney General's office in the private sector, and to the whole way up to my current position as Dauphin County Controller. I mean, look, I come from a family of auto workers, coal miners, and steel workers. And I had an uncle who was a union shop steward at the Lordstown, Ohio, Chevrolet plant that recently closed. And I remember going to his house for summer vacations. And some of the employees would come over to his house, and they would talk about some of the issues that they were having on the job. And they would also talk about serious issues like how the government was spending its money. Now, as a kid, I really didn't quite understand how the government spent its money, but that's something that's always stuck with me. And as I got older, it's something that I really got more involved with, and that's pretty much what started my career off. So I've for the past 30 years, this is what I've done. And as Auditor General, being the chief fiscal watchdog of the Commonwealth, it falls right along with my entire 30-year career of being the fiscal watchdog. It's what I've done.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, you may be familiar to some Dauphin County voters, but for the rest of the state, they may be hearing your name for the first time this year.
Correct.
So tell us about your background. Tell us about yourself, and not just your career.
Okay, well, a little bit about myself. I'm a Susquehanna Township guy. I was actually born in Ohio, moved to Susquehanna Township with my parents and my siblings when I was maybe about 3 or 4 years old. Grew up in Susquehanna Township schools, and I was always growing up, and even through high school and college, I've always been involved with the community because I've always felt that it's the community that supports. If a community supports each other, then that was something that was always very important to me. So I've always been a community servant. And as far as my career, I started out my career with the State Inspector General's Office, following along with the theme of investigating fraud, waste, and abuse, and contractor fraud. And then from there, I was then recruited by the Attorney General to work for the Attorney General's Office, where I investigated fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicaid, Medicare programs, and also in prescription drug diversion. When I retired early from that, I went to move to Pittsburgh, where I helped set up the fraud and abuse department for UPMC's health plan. And again, I was then recruited to work for a couple of federal contractors to do the same thing, follow along the same theme of investigating fraud, waste, and abuse, particularly in government health care sponsored programs, Medicaid, Medicare, TRICARE, but also with commercial insurance and also with regards to contractors. I mean, one of the things that we have to look at when we talk about fraud, waste, and abuse, not only we have to look at what happens in state government, but we also have to take a look at contractors. And one of the things that I was responsible for was auditing the contractors. If you hire a contractor that is supposed to be a subject matter expert in one area, well, the staff that they are going to be bringing on to a particular job or a particular project, they have to make sure that, well, it was my responsibility to make sure that those individuals were, in fact, qualified, had the credentials and or the experience to do the job in which they were contracted to do, and that the contractors just didn't hire somebody off the street to fill a position. So then in 2015, I was asked to run for Dauphin County Controller. And I was one of those persons who I had no ambitions of ever getting involved with politics. But one of the things that I looked at what the position entails, and it's what I had been doing my entire career. But also the most important thing was service to my community, which was very, very big to me. I was at one time the chair of the Harrisburg Area Community College Foundation Board, but I resigned that position to run for office. I didn't want there to be a conflict. And I also served on the Chris Handel's Franklin Foundation Board. I still currently serve on that. And I serve on several different boards here in Susquehanna Township, one of them being the Hanna Foundation Board. And also I volunteer at their food pantry. And I don't know if you remember, but the Vietnam Veterans Memorial that is now a Veterans Park in Susquehanna Township, those funds were raised through a golf tournament that I started several years ago. So, as you can see, I'm involved with the community, mm-hmm. and this is an extension of some of the things that I've already done.
That extension, what do you see in particular in your background, your experience, that carries over to the Office of Auditor General? I mean, some of your answers are obvious, but what in particular do you see that would correspond with being Auditor General?
My current position as Dauphin County Controller. In my current position, I'm the fiscal watchdog for Dauphin County. And I also work with the Auditor General's Office. And when I was with the Attorney General's Office, I'd worked with the Auditor General's Office as well. And it's a skill set. It's a skill set of understanding how to perform a quality audit, which I have done for 30 years. And I was one of those auditors. I was in basements. I was in garages pulling documents in order to perform a quality audit. So I've been at the very beginning stages of auditing, up into management, up into the position that I am now. I've written audit plans, written audit schedules. I've developed audit methodologies. So every aspect of doing an audit, I've done. In addition, as Dauphin County Controller, I also serve on the Dauphin County Retirement Board. I'm the chief administrator, the secretary. So one of the things that, of course, that the Auditor General does, you do the performance audits of the various audit plans. And with that experience, that is going to also transcend into performing those audits for the Auditor General's office. So you can see my experience that I currently have now flows right into what the Auditor General's office does.
What about priorities? I mean, you're not in the office yet, so you don't know everything that's going on, but
right.
Are there areas that you see as a priority?
Yes, there's several. The first one being is the COVID funds, the CARES Act funding. The state has put out and has received billions of dollars with regards to dealing with COVID-19. It's gone to businesses, it's gone to individuals, and sometimes businesses and individuals who are eligible don't necessarily receive the funding that they believe that they should have. And there are some concerns that are out there. So one of the first things that I would have to do one of the first things that I would do is find out where the funds went, determine what are the regulatory requirements of the CARES Act. I know what the regulatory requirements are on the county level, because that's one of the things that I'm currently doing now as the Dauphin County Controller. It's my duty and responsibility to determine whether or not certain expenditures in Dauphin County meet the requirements of CARES Act funding. So that would be one of the first things, because right now we have situations where people are losing their homes, people are losing their lives, people are losing their businesses. And I owe it to them to determine where these funds have went. So that would be the first thing that I would look at. And that's something, unfortunately, may be going on for some time.
You said several. What are a few of the others?
Well, another thing is, let's say, for example, the governor recently unveiled his healthcare reform package. And then I believe earlier in the summer, he put out an executive order with regards to cutting down carbon emissions. Well, that's going to be another thing the Auditor General is going to have to look at, is when you have initiatives like this, and of course it's going to take some time and it's going to take some resources, and those times and those resources are going to come from state government using taxpayer dollars. But whenever you have an initiative like this, once that initiative is off the ground and running, one of the things that I plan on doing is coming back 6 months, maybe a year or 2 years later, to determine if those initiatives are in fact working, if they're working, or if there's some problem areas, determine what the problem areas are, fix those problem areas, or if they are just so bad they just needed to be scrapped. But that's something that is going to have to be looked at.
You just hit on something. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
But you just hit on something that I did want to ask about. The current Auditor General, Eugene DePasquale, he is running for Congress right now. He is running a TV commercial, and he's actually appeared on this program talking about it, the backlog of rape kits. How far does the Auditor General go when it's not just, I mean, everything is tied to money and how it's spent.
Right.
But you just kind of described some other issues of whether programs are working or not. How far does the Auditor General go with that?
Well, it depends. If state funds and state resources are being utilized, then that's under the Auditor General's responsibility. Because the Auditor General's responsibility is to audit all state expenditures. That's their role. And as we stated earlier at the top of the conversation, being the fiscal watchdog, watching where the funds go. Now, there may be other state departments involved, but it is the Auditor General's responsibility. And when I mentioned the governor's two initiatives, that's pretty much quality management. So one of the things that we have to do, in addition to all the other things, in addition to watching the COVID-19 funds, watching where the COVID-19 funds go, another things that we have to do is that we have to look at the processes that are in place now, and determine whether or not they're working. And if they're not working, why aren't they working? And make those recommendations.
Mr. DeFore, I have to interrupt because we only have a minute left, and
okay.
I always want to give candidates an opportunity to leave a message with voters. If you would, go ahead. What would you say to voters right now?
In this election, experience matters. Experience matters. And I'm a person who I've spent 30 years doing the same work that the Auditor General is currently doing. I've done it on a county level. I've done it on the state level, and I've done it on the federal level. I'm a 30-year experienced auditor, and the position is Auditor General. And with everything happening in this world with regards to the COVID-19, the economy, in this election, experience matters.
Republican Tim DeFore is running for Auditor General in Pennsylvania. There are three other candidates on the ballot: Nina Ahmad, the Democrat; Olivia Fossen, the Green Party candidate; and Jennifer Moore, Libertarian. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. DeFore.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar.
WITF's election coverage is supported by the law firm of Saul Ewing, Arnstein, and Lear.